the Charity of the Week.
I'm Gemma Wild.
We're finding out all this week about the charity Forget Me Not, and we're doing that this week in particular because it is Dementia Awareness Week. It is something that affects so many people here on the Isle of Man. Gemma, you've been brilliant telling us a bit about, over the past few days, what you all do. I'm just intrigued to find out a little bit more. You mentioned the Admiral Nurses. Can you explain a bit about what they do, what their role is?
Yes, Admiral Nurses are specialist dementia nurses who provide one-to-one support, guidance and practical solutions, basically, not only for the person living with dementia, but primarily for their families and their carers.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because dementia, I mean, we know it's such a cruel illness for many, many reasons, but quite often the person who has dementia isn't actually aware of some of the challenges they're going through, but the families are.
Yeah, well, the person living with dementia also gets support from Manx Care and the medical services, where the families are really very much left to their own devices, and it's a very scary situation to find yourself in. So obviously the nurses go in, and with all of those frightening challenges, they help manage the communication skills, helping the person to eat and drink if they've lost that ability, and overall help them with the emotional support. And that continues post-bereavement. So it isn't just, you know, in the early stages. It goes right the way through to, unfortunately, obviously, if the person dies.
Because, as you said, it is a very emotional illness, isn't it? Because you're essentially seeing the person you love potentially change quite dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, the consequences are just horrifying. And for a lot of people, they're not that quick either. So it can last a long time. So you're definitely have to give up your own life or parts of your own life. So the Admiral Nurse Service obviously provides respite, and they have a Your Time, Your Place group sessions where the carers get time to themselves. They get to sit and talk to other people who are going through the same thing. They pick up ideas and just have a chat and a cup of tea. So yeah, everybody's a winner.
That's so important, isn't it, to be able to communicate and with people who understand your situation is so crucial. I'm conscious as well, one of the things that is quite high on the list of things to be aware of with dementia is the safety of the person as well.
Yes, absolutely. Very often, and most people are aware, that people with dementia can go wandering off. And it's not just dementia either. It can be other memory loss situations. So Forget Me Not have worked quite closely with the local constabulary to launch the Herbert Protocol, which is a system where if you're worried about a loved one, they may go off wandering, then you can register them. It's a secure system with the police. The police keep all the details on their system. So if they do go wandering off, you can just ring the police and they drop everything. But they have an idea of where to look. Forget Me Not have also funded wristbands and fobs that you, as a carer, you can register yourself. One thing that we are desperately keen for everybody to be aware, if you see someone looking lost and they're wearing a really bright yellow wristband or a fob, you can literally just hold your phone against it and it will bring up the person's name and the emergency contact, and then hopefully the police don't have to be involved at all.
That's so clever as well, because also you don't want to necessarily, you know, sort of immediately just approach the person and try and take them somewhere, because that can disorientate them even more.
Yeah, so with the wristbands or the fobs, you can just go up to them and say, you know, hi, I'm Gemma, what's your name, do you want me to help? And like I say, just put your phone, you don't need an app or anything, you just put your phone against it and it will automatically bring the details up and you can ring the emergency contact.
It's so clever. And obviously it's quite a new thing, this. Has it been used?
Yes. So we launched on the 1st of July, and I think it was about the 12th of July, one person was very happily and very swiftly redirected to their carer.
Oh, that must really just make your heart swell, knowing that you've made that difference to those people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. It's having that extra safety net and the security. If we can take away any of that uncertainty, then that's what we're here to do.
What do you make of the idea of things like dementia villages?
Well, when we first started this whole journey, that was our idea. I was in talks with a charity called Belong. They're a non-profit making charity in the north of England. And our idea was to use the Park Road School site for a dementia village. And Belong were really up there to help as well. But sadly, with logistics, building and everything else on the island, it just proved a little bit too much for them. But one thing that we did pick up from our trips there was their use of Admiral nurses. And so that's how we developed that whole system. But I think the island is crying out for a dementia village. It really is. And when we first started, there were 1,600 diagnosed dementia sufferers on the Isle of Man. That's now up to at least 1,800. That's not very long ago. So, yeah, there's definitely an area that we could look at in the future.
So you do want to revisit this idea?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Mm. Well, do keep us posted on that, because that would be a really positive thing, I'm sure. And obviously, we've mentioned it is Dementia Awareness Week, and it's really crucial, isn't it, to try and get those messages out to people. Weeks like this are so important for that, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, there are many dementia charities all trying to help. So, yeah, if people can help in any way, then obviously we're all working towards the same goal.
And what does a dementia pathway as such look like?
Basically, it's a roadmap designed to ensure that the correct care and long-term support are available at every stage of the dementia journey.
Which is what people really need, isn't it? It's just so important to have that kind of connection and contact with people. So if someone's listening and they themselves are a carer, or perhaps they've been experiencing some issues themselves at the moment, what sort of advice would you have for people listening?
Get help. Don't think that there isn't anything out there, because there definitely is. And if you don't want to just go to your GP or to hospice, then please go to forgetmenot.org.im. There is a link on there that will get you directly to the Admiral Nurses, and they will help you with whatever stage you're at.
And I'm going to ask a rather silly question here, because I know that as we age, we all get a bit more forgetful anyway. At what point do you actually come to that realisation this is more than just a bit of forgetfulness?
I think when people start saying the same thing over and over again, or asking the same question very quickly after they've just asked it. There are lots of other markers, obviously, but I think it becomes quite apparent quite quickly. Don't be afraid to ask for advice. I think that's the main thing.
Gemma, you did mention earlier this week that some of your family have been fundraising in a rather extreme way.
Yeah, the crazy people. My husband, one of my daughters and my son all took part in the Copenhagen Ironman triathlon, which is just mad.
That's extreme, because that's hard stuff, isn't it?
Yes. So it's about a 2.5 mile swim, 110 mile bike ride, and then a marathon just to finish it off.
Oh my goodness, how did they get on?
Well, they all did really well. They all, I think, finished about an hour ahead of the time that they were planning. But more importantly, they raised lots of money for Forget Me Not. So that's the main thing.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because you rely on people doing things like this, not necessarily quite to that extreme, but any kind of fundraising that people can do will help you, won't it?
Absolutely. If somebody just wants to go for a walk, do a sponsored walk along the prom, if they want to have a coffee morning, if they're not into the exercise thing, or anything. If people would like to help us, then obviously every single penny of donation is very much appreciated.
And just remind us again, what does that money go towards?
All the money, every single penny, goes to our Admiral Nurse Service to help people with dementia on the Isle of Man.
And I love the fact that earlier this week you had a message for the Health Minister as well. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, basically, we would really love to follow in Jersey and Guernsey's footsteps, where they are all completely dementia aware. And it would be fantastic if the Isle of Man could follow suit. But we, to be able to do that, we would need help from the Health Minister to get the message to the right places at the right time.
So if you're listening, we're just putting that out there. So again, just remind people then, Gemma, how do they get in touch with you if they're looking for some support?
If anybody wants any support, any help, please go to forgetmenot.org.im.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.